This is the Daily News Viewer Remote. I'm Laurel Fenton. Lebanese citizens are cleaning up the mess of an explosion that destroyed a Beirut port, killing dozens and wounding thousands. Protesters clashed with Lebanese security forces at anti-government demonstrations in Beirut on Thursday. Officers deployed tear gas on dozens of people near parliament. Demonstrators were angered by Tuesday's devastating blast, which many blame on government negligence. Meantime, the world sends support and aid. On Thursday alone, Cyprus, a neighboring island where many felt the blast, sent doctors. Italy, Jordan, and China sent medical personnel and equipment. And the United Nations announced that it was releasing $9 million to aid Beirut's hospitals, three of which were rendered useless by the explosion. A former top Saudi intelligence official says Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman sent an assassination team to murder him just days after journalist Jamal Khashoggi was murdered by members of the same group in 2018. Dr. Saeed Al-Jabri said he fell out of favor with the Crown Prince and fled the country in 2017. In a legal complaint filed in Washington, D.C., he claims the Crown Prince continued to threaten him while he was living in Canada and that his son was warned by FBI agents that Saudi operatives were trying to kill him. Bail for the leader of a Mexican megachurch nearly doubled to $90 million after prosecutors expanded charges against him, including child rape and possession of child pornography. The new bail ruling by Los Angeles judge ensures Nason Yaquin Garcia of the Guadalajara-based La Luz del Mundo Church will remain in custody until his trial. Garcia, who says he has a million followers worldwide, was initially jailed on sex crimes charges last year with a $50 million bail. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is predicting a COVID-19 vaccine might be ready by this year's election, less than 90 days away. The scientific community, including prominent infectious disease experts such as Dr. Anthony Fauci, who's a member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, are saying, though, that they don't expect the numerous vaccine candidates now undergoing human trials will be ready until the end of the year or early 2021. India, the country hardest hit in Asia by the coronavirus pandemic, reported on Friday a record daily jump in infections, taking its total number of cases over 2 million. It is the third nation to pass that unwanted milestone, lagging behind only the United States and Brazil. Experts say the epidemic in India is likely to be months away from hitting its peak, putting more strain on an already overburdened healthcare system. U.S. President Donald Trump's re-election campaign lost its bid to add a fourth debate with Democratic challenger Joe Biden in early September. In rejecting the request, the Commissioner on Presidential Debates said it remains committed to the current schedule of three 90-minute debates beginning in late September. Trump, a Republican, is trailing Biden in most national opinion polls. And in North Korea, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has ordered officials to provide food and shelter for hundreds of families who lost their homes in floods triggered by heavy rains. State news media KCNA reported on Friday, consecutive days of torrential rains inundated over 700 single-story homes and a vast rice field in northwest of the capital, Pyongyang. KCNA said the floods destroyed 179 houses, but did not report any casualties. And much of Sudan is in recovery mode after torrential rains caused widespread flooding and landslides, killing at least 10 and damaging or destroying more than 3,000 homes. Almost two dozen schools and several mosques were also destroyed. The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs in Sudan says over 50,000 people have been affected by the severe flooding, and this in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. The UN Refugee Agency says a boat carrying about 40 migrants sank off the coast of Mauritania, leaving one survivor. The UN says the sole survivor is from Guinea and that the others on board were also from sub-Saharan African countries. The vessel was apparently heading for the Canary Islands. For more on these and other international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app to your mobile device. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman.